Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Kayla Bird.
So I've always been a big believer in good karma and performing good deeds, good things will come back to you. But I never knew it was going to affect me the way it did. So I grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and growing up in Jacksonville, Florida, there's like paper factories and paint factories, so you kind of learn not to drive with your windows down just because of the smell that could be in the air. But when I moved to Boca Raton, I realized I could drive with my windows down and I could enjoy the fresh air as I drove. So one day my roommate Katie had texted me and said that she had accidentally ordered food to our apartment rather than to the school, and she was going to be at school all day for an on-campus activity. So me, believing in good karma, decided I would pick up her food for her and deliver it to campus so I could be a good friend. So I had driven all the way back home, grabbed the food really quickly, thrown it in my car, and it was a smoothie and a sandwich. And on the way back, I decided to roll my windows down and enjoy the ride. But before I could enjoy the ride, two middle schoolers flagged me down by the stop sign by my apartment complex. And at first I thought I was gonna have to call like help for them and like would have to like call the paramedics on my phone because there was an old lady with them. But they said that they had found this old lady walking home from school and she was in a bush and she was overheated. And before I knew it, she had unlocked my door, my car door from the inside because my windows were down and was now sitting in my car. This woman was short. She was about like 70-ish, like mid-70s, I would say. She had this crazy red hair that like stuck up, and she had on like very interesting eye makeup. Like it was like bright blue, and like she like had done her eyebrows in like a funny way, I guess. And she had like a bit of a raspy voice, which should have been an indicator that she was smoking cigarettes and that I shouldn't have trusted her on that. But at first, I didn't think much of it. I just thought it was because of the lung condition that her voice was so raspy. And she said, "It's 3:50. The bank closes at 4 o'clock. It's really, really urgent. If you could please give me a ride, like, I would be so grateful for it." And me wanting to continue on this good karma train, I was like, okay, sure, why not? She seems like she needs help and it'd be the right thing to do. So I decided to take her, and as I'm taking her, I look down, and she had taken my roommate's smoothie and started drinking it. And she's like, "I'm really parched. I have a lung condition. I hope you don't mind." And I was like, "Well, actually, like, you probably shouldn't drink that." But she just continued on drinking it. And I'm trying to get to know her. I asked her questions, like where she's from and what her name is and like why are we going to the bank, because I thought it was so she could pay her bills or like do rent or something very important. But she then informed me that she had to go to the bank so she could buy cigarettes. And that's when I realized I might be getting played here. So she gets out of the car and goes to the bank and tells me, "Don't worry, I'll be right back. Keep the car running." And I get really nervous at this point because I didn't know it was going to be so many stops. So I call one of my best friends and I go, "There's a woman in my car. I don't know what to do. I can't leave her because she has a lung condition and I'm just not sure." And but before I could decide what to do, she's back in my car from the bank and says, "Let's go to the gas station." So me not knowing what to do, decide, you know what, I'll take her to the gas station. And we get to talking. I'm like, "Maybe you shouldn't buy cigarettes while you're there because of your lung condition." She goes, "Sweetie, don't tell me how to live my life." And I was very taken back by that, but I kept driving because I didn't know what to do. So we pull up to the gas station, which was like 20 feet from where I originally picked her up. And I go, "I'm sorry, this is as far as I can take you. I really do apologize." And she goes, "Oh no, sweetie, you've already given me like more than like I could have asked for." And I look over and there's a police officer nearby. I'm like, "Oh, like if you really wanted like an escort back, like I'm sure that police officer would be more than happy to give that to you." And she goes, "Don't trust the police," and leaves my car. And I haven't seen her since. But after I dropped her off, I drove back to campus, delivered my food to my friend. And as I am walking up with the sandwich, she goes, "Where's my smoothie?" And I'm like, That's actually a long story.
Kayla Bird, with a story about meeting a stranger.
If somebody said to you, I gotta go to the bank, keep the car running, wouldn't you think that they were going to rob it?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Especially when afterwards she says, don't trust the police.
Cigarette's code word for cash.
This was such a fun story on so many levels, and I love the way Kayla framed it in terms of karma. In other words, what does this mean to her? You do something good for somebody, good things will come back to you. What is that good thing that came back to her? She got a bit of annoyance, let's say, from her roommate. Maybe the best is yet to come. Let's hope so.
That happened to me once. I was at a stoplight on Miami Beach, and an older lady just opened my door and says, take me someplace. And I said, okay. So she was trying every door and every car that she saw.
Amazing. Well, of course, we know we couldn't trust this woman because she was a smoker, right? I loved that insight, you know, the way she said that and how annoyed she was because the woman was getting money for cigarettes. This is so delightful and charming, an aspect of this young woman's age. Being quite a bit older than she, I don't have the same feelings about people who smoke. I just think they're smokers, so, you know. But I think some younger people, have it so drilled into them that smokers are people who don't really care.
My daughter, when she was in elementary school, it was drilled into her so much so that we would cross the street to get away from people smoking on the sidewalk.
And I'm not saying that smoking isn't bad for your health. All I'm saying is that it was just, you know, we wouldn't disparage just anybody. You know, I didn't trust her because she was wearing a red shirt, or I didn't trust her because she was drinking a cup of coffee, but I didn't trust her because of the cigarettes.
I wouldn't have trusted her for breaking into my car.
This was a delightful reflection of a young person as well in some of her language choices. Not everybody appreciates people saying she goes instead of she said. Or I'm like, and I can't say I appreciate it either when my students are on stage, but when somebody is telling a story, this is how many young people talk.
She does believe in karma, but at one point she thought that she was being taken advantage of.
Yes, and the expression she uses is, I might be getting played. And I really appreciated that she said that there are so many good people out there in the world who don't expect necessarily even good karma. They just want to do something good for other people. And in the back of their minds, sometimes is that thought, maybe this person is taking advantage of me. Maybe I'm being a fool or a sucker. And what I've been told, although I'm not saying I don't think of it myself, is for the one time in 10 when somebody really needs your help, so what if you're being played for a sucker? You know, it's not the end of the world. It's one thing if you're writing somebody a check for $10,000, but to give somebody a ride to the bank, no big deal. I just like to think that there are people like Kayla in this world, even if sometimes they are played.
Well, wouldn't this be a better world if everybody's car was open and if you wanted a ride, just say, hey, can take me someplace? And because there's so many cars on the road, there's so much gas being wasted.
Michael, will you take me someplace after this recording?
If I'm on the road and I see you on the side, sure.
All right. Yeah, but you heard it here, folks.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fsandfrankau.edu.
There's more information at our website at wlrn.org, including archive stories and further contact information. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.